This year is sponsored by Arya Perlman and his wife, in honor of the children, David and Shoshana. Shoshana Zakala? Well, Shoshana's the future. What's your daughter's name? David and Shoshana to the prospective Kala and Chosin, with Hashem, we should just bring Simcha to the shul. Last week, we brought down three Gemaras. And just a quick recap of what we learned was we learned that there's one halacha that you're not allowed to sit in a place that a person is davening. That was the first halacha that we learned. You cannot sit in a place where a person is davening. The Gemara learned that in Brachos Achlamet Halachim and Beis, in the case of Chana, that Eli HaKohen was standing with Chana. Halacha number one. Halacha number two we learned was you can't pass while a person davening Shemini Esrei. That was halacha number two. Halacha number three was you can't back up while a person davening Shemini Esrei. Those were the three halachas. Happens to be, while I was speaking to Rav Rubin today, one of the shaylos I asked him was, what do we do by chasanas? What do we do by weddings that people are davening for? You walk in, and what do you do? But without getting too ahead of ourselves, let's just review what happened last week. Last week, when it came to the halach of sitting down when somebody is davening, Taitzis said last week that whether it's on the side, in front, or even in the back. That means if I'm davening Shemini Esrei, somebody can't sit in front of me, somebody can't sit on the side of me, somebody can't sit in the back of me. What is the reason for that? If you remember, we had a few reasons why you cannot sit down. Now, as we will see in the Shulchan Aruch, sitting down does mean when you're sitting down and doing nothing. However, if you're sitting and davening, any part of davening, and according to some sheets, if you're at least learning, then it is permitted to sit down. However, sitting down directly in front of the person could be a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah, because it looks like you're bowing down to him. But sitting down on the side or in the back is a problem if you're doing nothing. What's the problem? What's the issue? So last week we brought down the Meiri. And the Meiri's reason, the Meiri gave two reasons. One reason was, if you sit next to the guy, it looks like you're looking at the guy gets all discombobulated while he's davening, you're looking at him, it's going to be mevavel his tefillah. That was one shot that the Meiri said. According to that, sitting in back shouldn't be a problem if you're sitting in the back of the guy. The Meiri gave another reason, that if you're davening, the person is able to hear you, and he's embarrassed that you're listening to his private feelings. So, like, go away from me. That, according to that Meiri's shot, in the back would also be a problem. It's giving the person privacy. Those are the two pshatim that the Meiri brings down. That's why you can't sit next to the person. According to the second Meiri's shot, we ask, so then why are you able to even stand next to him? That's what we asked in the Meiri. Okay, that was the Meiri's pshat. But then we brought two other pshatim. One brought down in the Beis Yosef, and one brought down in the Taz. Extremely important pshat. The pshat that the Beis Yosef brings down is, again, this is sitting, not passing. Sitting is because this guy is standing and davening, and you're sitting and chilling with a coffee and a bun. He's being makabo oil malchus shemayim, and you're not. That's disrespect. And therefore, that's why you can't sit while that person's davening Shemini Esrei. And on that, perhaps you could say, well, if I'm sitting in the back, is that also a problem? Maybe that's why there's a shiloh that some hold in the back. You could sit because in the front, it looks like you're not being makabel, or on the side. In the back, does it also? The Taz was bothered by this. If anybody remembers the Taz from last week, the Taz asked, if that is so then even by Kriya Shema, the halacha should be the same. When I'm saying Kriya Shema, the person next to me shouldn't be able to sit and do nothing. Because how am I being mekabel ol malchus shemayim and he's not? And therefore, the Taz says a little bit of a different shot, and an important shot. The Taz shot is that when somebody davening Yishmael Esrei, he creates that all around that individual becomes admas kodesh, holy ground. And therefore, when you're on holy ground, you do holy things. And therefore, says the Taz, you're not allowed to sit and do nothing on holy ground. We could understand the Taz very well now that in the back of the person, holy ground is all around the individual. And therefore, according to the Taz, we could understand for sure why is it a person can't sit. So we learned one halacha. You cannot sit and do nothing while somebody is davening Shemayna Esrei. Many times it happens, you finish Shemayna Esrei, and the rabbi is going to take forever. His Shemayna Esrei is longer than the gullus. So you sit down. Could you sit down? Can't sit down. You can't sit down to the person next to you. Next to the person. You can't sit down in your chair if a person is davening right next to you. Not only that, you can't sit down according to the Ramah if you're an Ashkenazi. The Mechaber doesn't bring down in the back. You can't sit down if there's a person in front of you davening within 4 amos. This is a very important halacha you need to know. Unless you sit down and you learn something. If you learn something or if you daven something, then it is permitted as you're not going to, it doesn't look like, well, this guy is doing all the work and you're doing nothing. If you take a look at page 3 just for a moment, I just want to quote the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. This is what we spoke out last week. Osir leishev v'seich arba amos shel mispalel is prohibited to sit in 4 amos of the person davening, bein b'lfanav, bein min hatzadim, whether in the front, whether on the side, and then the Ramah sticks in, ubein b'acharav, even in the back. Even in the back, you can't. And the Mishabura, yes, and the Mishabura brings down that the Achrayinim agree. It's important halacha. Many people have no clue this at all, whatsoever. Many people in shul, they finish, and they take out a book to read, or they're on the phone. You're not allowed to sit down and do nothing while somebody's next to you down the Shemayna Esra. The Mechaber brings down, if you're learning Torah, it's mutter. You don't have to just stop, and even learning Torah is good enough. But again, as we said, in the front, if somebody in the back, you have to look in the back. When you're finished Shemayna Esrei and you want to sit down, you look in the back. If there's a person in your direct eye contact in the back of you, you are not allowed to sit down. So ask Zavel Perlman the following question. He wants to know, I finish davening, and then somebody comes and decides to have the longest Shemayna Esrei in the world. Why, because of him, do I have to become inconvenienced? It's his problem. It's a very, very fair question. It's not, and I'll show you that it's fair, because number one, if you take a look at Halacha Beis, it says that if the person's weak, it is permitted. Yes, Misha Aymer Mshema, Yosha Batadam is Paul Cholosh Mutter. If he's weak, it's permitted. Because you don't, what? Dafka on the side, not in the front. Dafka on the side, not in the front. That's right. But even in the front, the Mishabura says some people are Machmer, Yesh Machmirim. It says Yesh Machmirim in the front. Just it's not 100%. As you're saying, in the front, 100% mamish usher. So why? Because it doesn't look like I'm not being mekabel, maybe ol machos shemayim, even though it's admas kodesh, but that's what the Mechaber brings down. Now, one halacha is true, that if I was sitting and then the person came to daven, that it is mutter for me to stay sitting. That much, yes. The Mechaber and Halacha Gibel says, in my Yoshev Yashak Var V'Amar Zebesibadoi, if I was sitting and you decided to come in and daven, then jump in the lake. However, and I know I'm speaking a little quick, but if you're able to follow along, again, I was sitting and you got up and daven, the Pashup shot, you think this is even in a shul. The Mishubura brings down, this halacha is only in the house. But when you have a minyan kavua in the shul, then you are mechuyev to get up, even if the person came after you, because everybody has rights in a Beit Medrash. Even if I bought my seat, says the Mishabura. However, if somebody is sitting and learning, he doesn't have to be machmer. The Mishabura brings down. For sure, a person who gives a shir, let's say you have a shir over here, a rav learning with his talmidim, and somebody gets up and starts davening in the back, you're not mechuyev to get up. It does not take away the discomforting question that you're asking. What about the guy who's davening the longest Shemina Esrei? Even if we did start at the same time, it doesn't take away that, like, what right you have. And I'll make your question stronger in a moment, because we're going to see that some achrayim say regarding a different halacha something similar to what you just said. So that was halacha number one that we brought down. Halacha of sitting, when a person is davening, we said if the person is weak, there's some heterim. If I'm sitting first and you came into my boundary, here's heterim to remain sitting. If I'm learning, it's permitted to sit down, unless it's directly in front of the person. And that's an important thing to know in a shul. In a shul to know, you turn around. Many times, if I want to sit down, I won't. If I sit down, I'll always make sure never to sit down. For sure, the fact that I'm facing people, always, sometimes I'll just move to the side. So I shouldn't be directly facing the person. Okay. Okay. One sec. So, we're going to get there. We're going to get to the question. Lenny wants to know, does a machito work? Does a machito work for sitting next to the person? Does a machito work for sitting next to the person? This question was asked to the Maram Shik, and this question is really asked in two different places. The halach of sitting next to the guy, for example, so if I'm next to the guy, and I have next to me a chair, or I'm sitting, make believe I'm turned around, and the other table. So the machito work for sitting down? That's the question. This question was posed to the Maram Shik. The truth is, the shaila of machito is a shaila that was asked by the Eshel Avram B'Chacher. And he asked it, and the Chai Adam brings down the Ben Ishchai, about passing in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. Passing in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. That's a different halacha. Remember, they're sitting and they're passing. It's a different halacha. And the shaila is asked by both of them. There's more of a reason to be lenient when it comes to a machitza, when it's passing in front of somebody, but sitting down next to a person. For example, let's say you're sitting there, you have a chair, and a person is davening next to you. So you have a chair being master. So the Maram Shik does not agree when it comes to sitting that a machitza is going to work. And his point is because, and here's the lumdus of the shir tonight is very important. By the way, I do have the Maram Shik brought down on page 6. The Maram Shik says a very important yesod. What's the reason why you can't be sitting and the other person davening? So he said a few reasons. We said, number one, you're taking away his kavana. That was the Meiri's shot. But the pshat that the Beit Yosef wrote down was, he's davening and you're not, that's not respectful. Or, he has holy, yeah, but Yeah, it looks like you're having prikas oil. You're taking away the yoke of Yiras Shamayim. Or the Taz's reason, it's holy ground, you have to go ahead and do something. Says the Maram Shik, then a machita won't help you. It doesn't make a difference. You're around him. And if you're around him and he's doing something holy and you're not, it looks like you're just throwing off the yoke of God. If you take a look on page 6, the last paragraph on top, Chayos and Tshuvos Maram Shik, he says, in the last paragraph, he says, the Mishum Taimi the Niruka Perik Oil, my Yoyal Hefzik. What's a Hefzik going to help? It's not going to help you. And he says, what about even the Taz's shock? The Matam Mishum the Makam Dalit Amos Niskadish Kumash Nemra Taz, like one of the Nirat Filim Makam Karbiv, and Nasa Makam Kazara. Then Yeshiva Azara Lamaki Besavit. He says, you daven, you're making everything holy, so therefore, there's nothing going to help you. A machitza, it's not going to work. So therefore, your idea, Lenny, not so simple. It's not going to work. Or just carry him outside. Right. Great idea. Yeah. Now, one second. We have coolers coming up. we have coolers coming up. Hold on a second. Wait. The second shiloh we spoke about was walking in front of somebody down Shemana Esrei. We have this every single Shemana Esrei. We have this issue. Every single Shemana Esrei. And you're going to talk to me about a machitza. I want you to know halachic of machitza is if you have something that's 4 tefachim, 10 tefachim tall by 4 tefachim wide. Now, a regular table, it can't be see-through. It has to be that you're a tablecloth, Reuven told me once, will work. If it goes down to the floor, 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, unless it's less than 3 tefachim, maybe you could say, from Lovewood, maybe. So maybe these tablecloths might be a hefzik. Yeah, these actually that go down far enough. Oh, if the table is not tall enough, so then it's not tall enough. You have to, and then you're good to go. Yeah. The second halacha is the halacha of passing in front of somebody davening Shemana Esrei. For that, there's 2 reasons why you're not allowed to do it. One reason is simple. You're distracting that person's kavana. That's one reason. Another reason is because when a person is davening, the Shekhinah is opposite them, and you are making a hefzik between that person and the Shekhinah. Note, this is not the same halacha of sitting down when somebody is davening Shemana Esrei. This is a different halacha. One halacha is you can't sit when a person is davening Shemana Esrei. Another halacha is you cannot pass in front of somebody davening Shemana Esrei. It's a different halacha. Although the Shulchan Aruch puts them in back-to-back halachas, but they're different halachas. And again, the second halacha is because people passing, number one, take away your kavana, and number two, the Shekhinah is opposite you. While you're walking. The answer is, this is an excellent point. It's an excellent point. There are 2 different issues. You're sitting, doing nothing while somebody else is davening, and passing over. It's 2 different halachas and 2 different reasons why. The first is because when you're sitting doing nothing when somebody else is davening, it looks like you're not being mekabel oil malchus shamayim. On that, learning helps. But if the second issue is passing in front of somebody, davening Shemoneh Esrei, walking in front of somebody, davening Shemoneh Esrei, the iser is either because of taking away his kavana, learning is not going to help, and you're making a separation between that person and the Shekhinah. Because that person is talking, the Shekhinah is next, you're somehow blocking the Shekhinah from that person, and that learning will not help you. So learning will not help you for this second issue. Now, let me give you four amens. The talking and learning won't help you. On the second halacha, there, some want to say that a mechitza will help. Why would a mechitza help? Well, if it's a thing about kavana, well, it depends how tall the mechitza is. If it's a thing about shechina, so you're going to say, well, it's in a different, there's a mechitza between me and that person. So that's where the big machlokes comes in. Let's review the second halacha. The second halacha is that if somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei, you cannot walk in front of them. You cannot walk in front of them. There are two reasons for this. Reason number one, you're taking away the person's kavana. Reason number two, Dalet Amis. Reason number two is because you are being mastic between that person and the Shekhinah. One difference, naftamina could be, is if you have a mechitza in between you and that person, will it be permitted or not permitted? The Chai Adam brings down that it will be permitted. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that perhaps it will be. The Eshel Avram Buchash brings it in. That also. So that is the second halacha. That's halacha. If you take a look at page 3, halacha Dalid. Shulchan Aruch brings down. Hold on. Let me just finish. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Dalid. Asher Lavor Kenegar HaMishpalim. You're not allowed to pass from the Mishpalim, the Seicha Arba Amais, within four Amais. The Dafkal of Naim, but that's in front of them. Now, what about on the side of them? So here's where it gets a big machlokes. Now, what about a lady davening Shemoneh Esrei? You have to ask yourself, what about a katan davening Shemoneh Esrei? What about that? Is that mutter? What about if the person's eyes are closed? If a person's eyes are closed, is it mutter or not? Now, the Bir Halacha brings down that if a person's eyes are closed and it's covered with a talus, there are some that hold you are allowed to pass in front. Why? Because, again, because they don't see you. But the Shekhinah is there. So if you look, if the pshat is because of kavana, you can understand that it's going to be mutter. But if you say the pshat is because of Shekhinah, you're right. It's not going to help you, the fact that the person's eyes are closed. And it's a big question, what is the main reason? The problem is the Gemara doesn't say the why. The Gemara says the what. So this reason is really, really important. Is it because of Kavana or is it because of the Shekhinah? The Bir Halacha says, as we said, if the talus is covering the eyes, some people want to say it will be mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah says it, the right thing is to be machmer because the Chaya Adam brings down this other reason that the Shekhinah is in between. So what we learn from this is the main reason is Kavana. Besides Kavana, there's another reason that the Shekhinah is opposite the person, and therefore you don't want to be Mastikin. This is an excellent question. Comes along the Eshel Avram, and he says something, they literally throw this whole halacha in the tubes. Why? Today, he wrote the Eshel Avram, and he wrote something called the Daf Kedoshim, and in the Daf Kedoshim he writes, how many people are having Kavana today? When they damage Shemoneh Esrei. If, it's very relevant, if the whole prohibition, if the whole prohibition is because I'm going to be mevatel the person's Kavana, if I know the guy's not having kavana anyway, is it us or is it not us? So I want to be Dalek Kavskos that he's having kavana. His cousin Zabel is saying, give me a break, he's not having kavana. And being realistic, okay, so the truth is that it's a very dangerous thing to say because you end up throwing literally this whole halacha out. Because you could say, who says But I want to make this halacha even more, even correct. But so you're right. He's not having kavanah a second time. But at the end of the day, am I disturbing him or am I not disturbing him? That's the question that is brought up. So he. That's the worst thing. You should know, in yeshiva, there was the person who would finish after. This was in when I was in high school. There was a person who would finish after the Rosh Yeshiva. The same individual came to this shul and davened for the Omer. And I'm like, I'm going to be in for a long Shemoneh Esrei, and I was right. So it came back to haunt me. 20 years later, he was doing the same exact thing. You're right. Yes. Now, you're the halacha in Yoredeya, Shin Samach Dalas Sifhei. The halacha is, if you have a caver that's in the middle of a place, a caver, and it's being mazik to Rabin, somebody decided in the middle of Bradley Avenue to go ahead and make a tombstone, and it's being mazik everybody, and you know we have to have kavod hameis, and you can't just go ahead and drive over a tomb. The halacha is that you're allowed to move it because he's being mazik to Rabin. Comes along the Marsha. And the Maharsham says, if somebody goes ahead and is davening in the middle of a place where everybody is, so he's the one that's being mazik everybody else. And therefore, it's mutter to go ahead and pass in front of him because he's being mazik himself. I'm not being mazik him. And he says, Vadayin Tzarchiyin, he says it's a Tzarchiyin. Now, the Mishabura does not bring this down. But the Marsham was very, very strong Achron. And he says, and he brings it down. I asked Reb Reuven today about this. And he said he hears, I asked him about the Svara. He said he hears. It seems to be a strong Svara. This Svara is not brought down when it comes to sitting down for some reason. It's brought down when it comes to passing in front of Dominic. And this is very important when it comes to, for example, by the chasanas, because you're being mazik me that I can't pass. So there, we already have a place to be mekel because you're being mazik me. Fine. It's all about the food. Okay. At the end of the day, wedding's a wedding. At the end of the day, it is about the food. And at the end of the day, you're being mazik me. I'm going to a wedding. That's what it's now. Move to the side. What are you doing? So the Marsham already gives us, when it comes to passing in front of somebody, that the person's in the middle and bothering us, there is definitely makas to be makel. And there I see very very strong reason to be makel. But again, we don't say this in a shul when it's the guy is by his seat and he comes late to daven. That we don't say for whatever reason. It does seem it's the same hezek. Well, actually. The Lashon of the Marsham is Kegoin. I do take back what I just said. The Lashon of the Marsham, and by the way, I do have it, it's on page 5. If you take a look at the Marsham, it's the last paragraph of the bottom of page 5, first column. He says, V'nirli dim amar lis fowl, b'mokim sharabim oibrim, Kegoin be'emsa be'sakhnesa, in middle of shul. So there is makom to be mekel, he says, but not by a table. And standing, let's say, in front of the doorway. Another place where the Beis Shalom brings down, that the Marsham says, another reason, I'm davening in your house. I can't answer you in your house. You have every right in your house to do whatever you want. So that's another place where we find that if you can't make my life miserable. And you're ruining him when I'm diving from. I hear, although the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that that doesn't help you, the Mishnah Berurah speaks that that doesn't really help you when it came to sitting down. So I definitely hear the Taina, but I don't know if it carries enough weight in order to be able to be makel. Now, let's go through a few titles. Let's talk about a katan. So the Eish Avram says you can be makel by a katan because he doesn't have kavana anyways. Kavana is not considered kavana. What about by a lady? So by a lady, ladies do have kavana. The question is if it has to do with kavana or if they're mechuyev to daven. A lady is mechuyev to daven. So it's a shayla if ladies are mechuyev to daven or not. For sure, it's a matzav of a eis tzar they're mechuyev. And right. So yeah, I guess we see lemaisa. Why should that have been a thing? I don't know. If you take a look at the Marsham, the Mashab. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying the Marsham brings down that she was Mechuyev. Kana was Mechuyev because it was considered a tefillah by Eitz Tzara. You take a look at the second column. Marsham speaks about if a woman is. The Maitre, we are Machmer by women, that women that you have to. And let's go through the Shailas. The Eish Avram gives a wild idea. The Eish Avram says that the idea of Kavana and the idea of Shechina are one. What does that mean? So what does it mean that the Shechina is opposite the person? It's because Shechina is all around. The Shechina is all around. Now, let's say you have a situation where we're not worried about a problem of kavana. Let's say the person's eyes are closed, or let's say the person's eyes are closed and the talus is over his head. So we brought down that the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, the eyes are closed and the talus is over your head. What about the fact that the Shechina is opposite you? Says the Eish Avram like this. The Shechina is anyway all around. The way Shechina works is how my relationship with the Shechina, and therefore, it all depends on how much kavana I'm trying to have. And therefore, the Eish Avram says, if you don't have a problem of kavana, you don't have a problem of Shechina. That's how he says. If you don't have a problem of kavana, you don't have a problem of Shechina. Meaning, but he's saying the way the idea of the whole fact that the Shechina is opposite you is the fact that you're trying to bring the Shechina within. And you're trying, and therefore, he puts the reason of Kavana and Shechina somehow together in one. And he says, if you don't have the problem of Kavana, you won't have the problem of Shechina. Right, but he's going the other way around, that if you don't have a problem of Kavana, let's say the guy is dominating so dark that his eyes are closed, so then you don't have the problem of Shechina either. You would think the opposite, yeah? Another thing that the Eish Avram brings, another heter, is that a glass mechitza would work, even though you could actually see the person. That's a hard thing to understand, because mechitza, if the whole point of mechitza is to take away the kavana, that it shouldn't, what's called a kavana, so why should a glass mechitza work? He brings a proof that eye closed should help, because if Chana's eyes must have been open, because if Chana's eyes would have been closed, Eli HaKohen would have chafed that Chana was davening. So it must have been that Chana's eyes were open. That's what he sticks in. I don't know what that's considered a riot for anything. It just says, Medaberet Aliba Brak Sveisea Na'ayz. I don't remember it saying that she was davening by a Kaisel. Another heter the Eish Avram gives is that after davening, people are davening their own Shemoneh Esrei, Tachnunim. It is mutter to go ahead and pass in front of somebody davening Tachnunim. The person in the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you already see he's going, he says that is no Isser. The Isser of passing in front of somebody is while they're saying the text of Shemoneh Esrei. But if they're saying the tachnunim, you're the hefter. You don't, but I could tell you that he brings down in Das Kedoshim that maybe the reason why people are makel today in this halacha a lot is because everybody's a suffix if they're doing tachnunim or not. So he basically, I want you to understand that people are very lax in this, and he was looking for different heterim to be able to. Now let me tell you something wild. The halacha is you're not allowed to back up when somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei. You can't back up. Why can't you back up? It's the exact same reason. Because either you're walking into the Shechina or you're walking in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. There's a big machlokes between the El Yoraba and the Magen Avraham. What about the side of the person? What about the side of the person? Okay, you can't walk in front of the person. What about, let's say the person is davening Shemoneh Esrei here. Are you allowed to go like this? Are you allowed to go like this? So you are allowed to stop, but you're allowed to go and pass on the sudden. The Magen Avraham says no, and the Elia Rabba says yes. So let's take these two halachas, and then we'll end with this, and we'll continue with Hashem next week. Let's talk about backing up in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. Backing up in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei could be the most annoying thing in the world, because how long do I have to wait? How long do I have to wait? And how long am I supposed to sit and wait for hours and hours and hours? What am I supposed to do? So you may ask yourself the question, one second, why can't I just go to the side? Just back up to the side. Is there anything wrong with backing up to the side? You see many people do that, and every time you see it, you probably scratch your head and you think, is that the right way to back up? Is there anything wrong with doing that or not? Is that just a cheap way out or not? Shulchan Aruch, when Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this heter of backing up to the side. Not only doesn't Shulchan Aruch do that, the Mishabura doesn't do that. The Mishabura says that he doesn't bring such a thing of backing up to the side. Who does bring it? Aruch HaShulchan. Baruch HaShulchan brings down, and interestingly enough, it comes up in today's Amud in Araisa, that the Kehanim, when they would do Birchas Kehanim, they would be facing towards the Heichal. And when they would back up, they wouldn't go ahead and turn around. They would somehow bend, and they would go like this. Says the Baruch HaShulchan, we see that backing up that way is permitted. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman says, in certain situations, where you have no other way to back up, there is makim to be makel to back up sideways. This way, you're not going to go into his four amen. You're not going to go into his place. However, I must tell you that it's not all pashut. Why? As I said before, because according to the two opposing opposites. The halakha of passing in front of the person davening Shemoneh Esrei. According to the Magen Avraham, even going like this, that the person could see you over here when you're davening over here, is a problem. So what comes out is that if I'm backing up like this, is a problem. Not only is in front of him a problem, on the side of him is a problem, because I'm backing up into the fact that he could see me in front of him, and according to the Magen Avraham, it's a problem. We'll figure out unless, first of all, and therefore, going to the side may not be really helpful. Backing up to the side may not really help you. However, there is muffin to be made. You actually have to wait. Now, the question is, what do you do? You can't. What do you do if you're about to feel and you have to go ahead and start Shemoneh Esrei? Should you not back up at all? If it's more than, for sure you don't. For sure that you don't wait. Do you not take 3 steps back? You must have to take 3 steps back. Really? So what's better, not taking 3 steps back at all? Really? Who says? Really? It's really a question like that? The big machlokes is in the achronim, which way to go. So in such a situation like that, you try to take it on the side. Now, we've said a lot of halachas. What are the basic three halachas that we learned tonight? Well, Mirth Hashem continue with all the shilas and all the heterim. The basic three shilas we had was not the halachas. You cannot sit when somebody's davening Shemayin Esrei, when you're next to the person, or even behind the person, and for sure in front of the person. That was halacha number one that we learned. Unless you're learning or you're davening. And even if when you're in front, none work, none help. The second halacha is you can't walk in front of a person davening Shemayin Esrei within four amis. That takes away his kavana or it's a problem of shechina. And we had many different shilas of when we would be mako, when we wouldn't be mako. The third was backing into somebody davening Shemayin Esrei. That's also continuity of the second shaila that we said. And the question is, are you able to go down to the side or not? Aruch HaShulchan definitely is mako when it's a packed situation. He is lenient on that. And we brought down that, according to some, not just right and back is the person you can't back into. It's even on the side, because the halakha of passing in front of somebody is even if it's over here. You could go ahead and discombobulate his job. Sure. 100%. It's incumbent on a person not to be mazik people, but to make people sit and wait. If you're always 4 hours away, then you never have to worry about it. Correct. But as we said, there is machan to be made under certain circumstances. A person needs to go to the bathroom. So the mechita, yeah, but it has to be a real mechita. A mechita doesn't. It has to be 10 tefachim tall, full. It's not that you have something there. It has to be 10 tefachim tall of a board, of a partition. If it's not a partition, it doesn't work. 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim high. And no, but it's not about putting it to the ground. It has to be a certain amount tall. This table, it's the fact that you have a good fit that way, won't cut it for you.
No, it's not the one that's right here, and you're doing one that's right here. Just like this, like that.
Right.
Can this guy go back?
Absolutely not.
Nah, it's with this, so it's the problem.
It's us, yeah. Could he go back to the side? There's definitely some, according to Aruch HaShulchan, there's some time that it is much to do it. What we definitely see from here is that it's a very sore topic to many people because it's something that really bothers people, because why are you being mad at me? What right do you have to come right and back with me and be mad at me? We understand that. I'm not taking that away. And we already see for the Marsham that if a person is being mad at people, could be coming into other people's place. Here is makom to be mekel. Definitely going to the bathroom, there's heterim. To help make a minion, yes, but to make a minion, for you to make a minion, question. I asked Reb Reuven today this following question. When do we say that you're able to be mako? Meaning we know when it comes to a certain mitzvah, it may be mutter. When? And he said it's a hard thing to know. He told me it's not so pasha. And then he told me that Reb Moshe was, I read the story, but I never verified it from a Reuven until today. He said Moshe was once taken, needed to go to a very important meeting, and he said they were waiting for him. There was a person in back of him, and the person in back of him was sitting and downing along Shemayin Esrei, but he needed to go to an important meeting. He would not back up, and they told him, "Why couldn't you be Mako? This guy's and he wouldn't back up to the side either. He wouldn't do that slant heter." And they asked him, why not? He said, there was a wall in back of me, I just couldn't go. There was a wall in back of me, I couldn't go. So although, although we've spoken some Heterim tonight, just know how Rav Moshe Feinstein looked at it. If somebody was dying in back of the Shemana Esrei, it was like there was a wall in back of him, and he just couldn't move. We'll continue with the Shem next week.